Good morning. We're learning Chayadim Hilchos Tzitzis, which is in Klal Yud Aleph, and we're looking at Siman Chaf Aleph. Now, we're not going to read the whole Siman inside. The first part deals with the case of stolen wool, and that's not really so relevant to us. But what he does make a drush over here is the first part of the Siman, besides the issue of Mitzvah Habor Baveiro, that the Mitzvah would come about in a case with stolen. They can't make a bracha, can't be used the mitzvah because the mitzvah is coming about through an aveiro. There's another halacha which says v'sulahem tzitzis, which is al darshan lahem mishalahem. So four lines into the chayadim, v'lechein afashal beged mechaveiro. Therefore, not only in a case where he steals, but if he borrows a garment, patrim alasas boi tzitzis shloshim yom, dal lamad yom derech bani adam lahashal. So if a person would borrow a beged up to 30 days, so he's not chayiv in tzitzis because it's not his. And the Torah is only chayiv tzitzis when it belongs to the individuals. He does not own the beged, so he's not chayiv in tzitzis. But up to 30 days, he's not chayiv because that's normally a person would borrow a garment for 30 days. You're asking me, is that havi kemoichro loy? Longer than 30 days, mirabbanan chazal said it's chayiv because it looks like he's selling it to you, and therefore he's going to be chayiv. If he has it longer than 30 days, he's going to be chayiv. V'im hitl bo tzitzis afilo b'sach shloshim yoyim, ha'mavorach lo hifsit. If he put in tzitzis earlier, there's one to argue that he would make a bracha on it, and where it was tzitzis, he would not lose, even though he should preferably not do so. We can't look and say that he's done something inappropriate. This is an opinion of the Ramah. And one of the explanations of the Ramah is based on the concept, which is the Mechlokes Rishonim, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, can women make a bracha on a mitzvah asay, shazman groma? A woman comes along and says, "Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah isov b'tzivonu," on the tkiyah shofar. So how could she say b'tzivonu? Hashem commanded us. She's not commanded to hear shofar. It's a mitzvah asay, which is time bound, and women are not chayiv in that. Woman sits in a sukkah. Woman takes a lulav. So the Rambam and Rashi hold that she cannot make a bracha. She cannot say a vitzivanu, Hashem commanded us. The Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos disagrees and says that a woman could make a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch goes with the opinion of the Rambam that a woman should not make a bracha in that situation. And the Ramah follows the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh and the Tosfos, that a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah hasei shazman groma. So we'll argue over here the same thing, that even though the person is not chayim in tzitzis, but he can make a bracha, just like a woman is not chayim in tzitzis, can make a bracha. So that is one understanding why a person would be allowed to make the bracha on these tzitzis, even though it's not going to be chayiv. If he gave it to him, not as a loan, but as a matana, with the condition that he has to return it, like we use for lulav and esrog, that you only chayiv the mitzvah lulav, you can only be yod to the mitzvah lulav and esrog with your esrog and your lulav, it has to belong to you. So the owner can give it to somebody who needs to be yod to the mitzvah. The owner can give it to that person as a matana, with the condition that he has to return it. So once that's true, the person owns it. We hold the matana manas lahatzer, it's called ownership. So over here also, the person would own the beged, and he'd be chayiv and tzitzis. So of course, he can put in tzitzis and make a bracha. Im hishol talis mitzuyetzis, shein derech lilboish ela mishum mitzuyetzis, mevorach alav. If he lends him a talis, which has tzitzis in it already, which nowadays, once upon a time, they used to wear four-corner garments as part of their clothing. But nowadays, we only put on these type of garments for the purpose of mitzvah. So if I'm borrowing it from him, obviously it's for the purpose of the mitzvah. So we can assume, even though the person did not say explicitly, he wanted me to be yotzei the mitzvah, so he was makna to me, amanas lahachzer. The mistama nosnoi, nitnu lotzisba, he gave it to him that should be yotzei with it. But nosnoi b'matan amanas lahachzer. Mishmar points out, if you can ask the person to say it explicitly, you should definitely ask him to do so. But if he did not, you still can make a bracha, because we assume that's why he gave it to you. If it was a regular garment, but you put in tzitzis because you needed to, because it was It had four corners, but that, it was a regular garment worn as a garment, not as for the purpose of the mitzvah. So that you cannot make this assumption. It wasn't made for tzitzis purposes. Or you're not doing it for the mitzvah purpose, you're doing it for kavod hatzibur. So we're putting on a talis in honor of the aliyah as kavod of the Torah or kavod of the tzibur, that they would wrap themselves up in something to show that they're respecting this moment. So it's kavod hatorah. So you're not putting it on for the mitzvah purposes. So over there, we have no indication that the person is lending it to you for the purpose of doing the mitzvah. You're borrowing it for the aliyah. So why should the person think you're doing it for the mitzvah purpose to have das to be makted to you? So then you do not make a bracha. Then he says, if he lent him tzitzis to put in the garment, obviously he meant that you could use it to put in, and you'll pay him back with something else. So it's not a loan like I lend you my car, where I expect to get the same car back. It's a loan like I lend you money, where I expect to get different money back. And the issue of how he would do that, he would pay him or replace it with other tzitzis, that's going to be a ribbis issue to pay him with other tzitzis, because the value might go up, but rather you should pay him back with money. This point that we hear about putting on a talis because of kavod hatorah, getting an aliyah, we will talk about more tomorrow. But meanwhile, have a good morning and have a good day.